for her. And when I say her, I mean Dolores O'Riordan, of the lead singer of the Cranberries. But just think about all of those bands, and she's the first one to ever, this band was the first one to ever surpass 1 billion views.
Good for her.
Yeah, it's incredible, and unfortunately she did die.
She passed as well.
She did pass. So anyway, that's going to end our show for the day. I want to thank everybody for listening. It was a great show, in my opinion, because we did get to do and talk about our veterans.
Right, and we should always thank the veteran if
we
you
should,
see one.
You should, absolutely.
Ooh, you know who we forgot to shout out? Rob Francis.
Yeah, of course.
We did talk about all the military people in our lives, and my business partner is a 27-year serviceman.
Yeah.
So thank you to Rob.
Yeah, thanks for your service. Thank you all. And here we go, Little Route 16.
Mixing African gospel with the music of Aretha Franklin, Peter Gabriel, and more. Grand on Stage presents Peace by the Grammy-winning Soweto Gospel Choir. Tuesday, November 25th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Soweto Gospel Choir and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hi, I'm Jack Ayala, one of CFRC's marketing assistants at the station. CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors also earn one more ticket for each of our weekly raffle draws, featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long M. McQuaid, Mighty Birds, Pope Works, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating and give today via CFRC.ca.
Pokeworks Kingston, now open. Pokeworks makes it easy to enjoy fresh, high-quality ingredients and bold flavors on the go. Best of all, with Poke Your Way, you're in complete control. Customize a bowl, burrito, or salad to your taste with nutritious ingredients you can feel good about. Fast, fresh, and bold. Try the Healthy Island favorite at 764 Gardner's Road, Kingston in the RioCan Center today.
I listen to a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat. Yes, 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 this rocks. And then sometimes I switch it up like
no! No!
Don't stop a rocking!
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
plastic mile, baby. Raise the baby, save.
CFRC listeners, Jesse Bell here with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call for this Friday, November 14th, 2025. Your Friday morning indie wake-up call is brought to you by Mighty Bird Kingston and Pokeworks. You heard a word from our sponsors at the top of the hour, but they do some fantastic work located over at the Ryokan Center. Two tremendous, fast, casual, delicious eateries within spitting distance of one another. You've got the top-rated crispy chicken sandwich place in Kingston in Mighty Bird. You have got the freshest, finest poke bowls at Poke Works, so I hope you'll check them out. We kicked off our program with two new CanCon tracks. You know the deal by now. First was Winter Sleep with I Got a Feeling, not G-O-T-T-A feeling. I Got a Feeling is that, you know, Black Eyed Peas song. I Got a Feeling, just in terms of differentiating the two for you. From Winter Sleep, and then you just heard Heaven for Real with Thundering off their latest release. And speaking of new releases, in the second half of the show, we are going to be talking about the new Mountain Goats album, because I had a chance to listen to it all weekend long as I made the long trek to Kitchener-Waterloo for a pretty big football game. More on that a little later as well. But if it's your first time joining us here for the Friday morning indie wake-up call, the first hour of the show is always brand new Canadian content. So some of the best that Canadian independent artists have to offer. Stuff that you're not going to hear anywhere else in this city, certainly. So on that note, let's get back to it. And I don't know, maybe it's because I'm in such a good mood, but I'm feeling upbeat. I'm feeling kind of electronica adjacent. So let's give you some electronica to get you up and at it. Wake you up on this gray Friday morning. This is coming up next on your Friday morning indie wake-up call, the Groove Collective with Hopeless Hope, and that is G-R-U-V-E Collective. When we come back, we're going to talk the funding drive, we're going to talk football, we're going to talk a whole bunch of interesting stuff, so I hope you'll stay with me in the meantime and in between time. This is Groove Collective on your Friday morning indie wake-up call.
Swap our lanes. disappear. Into time, once in a while, I'll shed a tear. Secretly long.
and I will for a day if it would help, whatever you need. But no, I'll be gone when I sense something wrong, because the one thing I am is a coward. We sail towards a lighthouse and see communication is done.
I've got you. Wish I could stop this train. I can't pull over. I wish I could stop this train. Don't stop preaching, it'll be all in vain. I trouble thinking, I wish I could stop this train. When's the next stop? Wanna get off this train. Where's the conductor? Wanna get off this train. Where's the bar car? Wanna get off this train. Now we're drinking. Wanna get off this train. Don't want to wake up and read all the news. Don't need to shake up and feel all the blues. Don't want to sit up and realize the truth. Don't want to wake up and feel all the blues. Go! 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 There's my tunnel. I wish I could stop this train. There's no brakes. I wish I could stop this train. Getting faster. I wish I could stop this train. There's no signpost. Gotta get off this train.
It's all new to Kingston. It's Mighty Bird, the craveable chicken in the Ryokan Center. We welcome the adventurous spirits who crave the ultimate chicken experience at Mighty Bird. Experience Mighty Bird's craveable comfort food, including hand-breaded crispy chicken sandwiches, hand-breaded tenders, fresh-cut fries, and more. Try the rich and creamy coleslaw or the hand-spun milkshakes, or even chicken and waffles. Come for a new, delicious, foodie experience at Mighty Bird Kingston, located at 764 Gardner's Road.
I sent you a picture of me with no shirt on, just underwear me in a mirror. But you haven't answered in every minute. That goes by, I start to feel weird. Yeah.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present the third single released by local rockers Rogue Rising. The new song, Ouija, released just ahead of Halloween, comes with a heavier sound and darker tones than earlier releases, and was written in the midst of a thunderstorm, allowing the song to capture a spooky and ominous mood. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Ouija by Rogue Rising on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh, And we're back. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, brought to you by Mighty Bird Kingston and Pokeworks. You heard a word from the bird earlier, so I'm going to spend my time talking about CFRC's ongoing funding drive, started November 1st, runs out December 31st. So we've still got the better part of 6 weeks to make some magic happen, and folks, that money from CFRC's funding drive, $25,000 is the goal, goes to a great number of things, including day-to-day operations, grant procurement, special projects, things related to CFRC live sessions, things related to our live on-the-ground coverage of your Queen's Gales. More on that in a moment. So if you're feeling generous, you've got two primary means to donate. You can head to CFRC.ca, click donate, and in addition to the money that you send in, we will send you some sweet CFRC swag. We've got gift cards. We've got merchandise. You can make song requests. You can be a guest host. All of these things are available to you. Alternatively, if you're feeling quite generous, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you can actually give through the Queen's University Giving Portal, which will get you a tax receipt. Huh? Handy. No matter how you want to donate, you're getting something sweet in return in addition to all the excellent stuff we give you at CFRC 101.9 FM. Let me give you the rundown on that music block, because my oh my, that was a long one. We kicked things off with the Groove Collective and Hopeless Hope. Then you heard Drum Machine, all one word, with Permanent Markers. We had Sidney Riley with Down, Nossmore with I'll Walk You Through the Storm, Don Harrison with Whirligig, which, man, I love my 1920s terminology, whirligig. We had Lolo with Me With No Shirt On, which is not something I'd wish on any of you. We also heard from Rogue Rising, fantastic local artists, love their aesthetic, love their music, with Ouija. We also had Anchorus with Anxious Hum, and you just heard Calling All Captains with Blood for Blood. And I'm calling all football fans, you gotta tune in tomorrow. Slightly different start time than we've become accustomed to. So your Gales last weekend went on the road to Kitchener-Waterloo to take on the number one ranked team in the country, the undefeated defending Yates Cup champion, Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks. And we were treated to an absolute classic four-quarter football game. And by that, I mean there was unbelievable action in every single one of those four quarters. It's not like Windsor 2 weeks back, where the game was mostly terrible in the first half before getting good in the second. No, this was a non-stop affair. The first half belonged to the Gales. They had five first-half interceptions, including one that was run all the way back for six. Queens led at half, 27-3. Now, this is where things get interesting. The second half, the Golden Hawks, despite playing one of the most pathetic first half football games I've seen in a very long time, they caught fire in the second half. They played an incredible third and fourth quarter, and slowly but surely whittled away at that Queens lead. Queens would kick a Tyler Mullen field goal to get them to 30, but with less than a minute remaining, Laurier had the ball, down 30-27, so that is a 24-point comeback. But thankfully, your Queens Gales managed to find the intestinal fortitude, the soul, the power, the heart, the fighting spirit, whatever you want to call it. They were able to pull that out in the last minute and generate three key plays. The first was a sack, so a quarterback being tackled behind the line of scrimmage by a veteran player for the Gales, number 55, Stephen Capea. That set up a third and long situation. Basically, if Laurier could not convert, and I think they needed about 10 yards to do so, the game was more or less over. Their quarterback rolls out, he looks for one of his favorite targets, and number 22 for the Gales, John Corskadden, knocks the ball away. Queens is now about 45 seconds away from glory. To really seal things, they need to pick up a first down, so they need to gain 10 yards to reset the down marker so they can just take a knee and basically sit on the clock to win the game. They are stopped on first down. They are stopped on second down. It is third and about 3 yards to go. They give it to their veteran running back, a guy who has been here for 4 years. And has now, I think, cemented his legacy as arguably the greatest running back in Queens football history. Number 29, Jared Kasari, picking up a first down and winning the Gaels the Yates Cup. If you are a longtime football fan, you'll know the last time they hoisted the Yates was 2009. So it's been 16 years, 15 seasons because of the one COVID year, if you're keeping track. And Queens finally were able to seal the deal and win the provincial title, which means they and I have traveled out to Saskatchewan because they will be taking on the University of Saskatchewan Huskies in the Mitchell Bowl. The winner of that game advances to the Vanier Cup, the national championship, which will be played in Regina. It's a neutral site game. So what a weekend it was for me and, of course, for your Gaels, who turned in an all-time great performance, defeated a team that nobody outside of their fans and yours truly predicted them to beat. And no matter the result of tomorrow's game, which will be on CFRC at 3:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2:15 Central Standard Time. So we'll have our grad club pregame show at 3 Eastern, 2 Central, and then kickoff is 2:15 Central, 3:15 Eastern Standard Time. Just to make that abundantly clear for you, my lovely listeners, I hope you will join me then. We had a record-setting number of people tuned in last week, and I think we're going to set another record this week. Okay, I think that's enough yapping about sports from me. Let's get back to the tunes. Coming up next, we've got Hudson with She's a Ghost on your Friday morning indie wake-up call, brought to you by Mighty Bird Kingston and Pokeworks.
hear, I hear. What a lovely list, my dear. It's November 15th and all through the mall, Mariah Carey's been resurrected. Fake snow sticks to my boots and hat. I feel like the Grinch on his deathbed. My assistant elf is a teenage girl with pink hair and a vertical loop braid. She calls me diva and I don't correct her. I don't even look good in velvet. The big little boy at the front of the line kicks me in the jingle bells as he climbs up onto my lap. The photographer laughs and takes the picture, my mouth half open. Another request for GTA 6 and a TikTok mom filming on her phone. The suit is itchy, the lights are too bright, and I've never felt more alone. My degree's collecting dust at home while this beard is collecting tears and snot. The manager says just one more hour, but that's what she said at 4 o'clock. So I'm holding it together for these kids, their parents, my rent. I need this job to get out of debt, to pay back the money I shouldn't have spent. I've got glitter in places no one should. I'd quit right now if only I could. And somewhere deep beneath the snow, my will to live sings, let it go. Next is lunch at Subway in the food court, looking like a whole midlife crisis. Santa without the beard and context is